This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, talk about the strength in the cattle market today.
Well, the biggest thing is it continues to have that great strength. Today makes 8 sessions in a row that we have seen all-time record highs made in our feeder cattle. Now, we could not hold all of it today, but we still held a majority of it as we closed positive again. Some live cattle contracts also saw all-time record highs. They didn't have quite as much upside as our feeder cattle. We continue to see a combination of the cash feeders out there helping support the market, as long with the futures continuing to go up on the fact of very good speculative and fund buying in the marketplace. We did see a smaller kill today, only 112,000 head of cattle, and no cash trades yet. October live cattle, 37 cents higher on the close. December up 52. October feeders up $1.47. November up 202. And December lean hogs, 2 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6, the world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, we saw a better day today. Yesterday, we saw most of our contracts making new contract lows or coming very close to it if they didn't. Today, we saw a mixed trade early, but the rest of the session mostly positive, and we closed positive. Export sales were very good today for the wheat. Nothing to brag about for corn and soybeans. We continue to see some private estimates out there for next Friday's USDA supply and demand report. All are looking for larger production for corn and soybeans when we see that report next Friday. On the close today, December KC wheat 4 cents higher, March KC up 2 1/4, December Chicago wheat up 3 3/4, December corn 1 1/2 cents higher, March up 1 1/3 cents, November soybean 7 3/4 cents higher, January up 8 cents, and December cotton 31 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.